You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. It's a early 4:20 in the morning, and I'm with my boy Pony, and we're live here in Las Vegas. We decided to leave West Hollywood to come over here to
Las Vegas,
and we got Pony, and we got one of our guests. I'm totally psyched to have Orphan of Orphan Art. How are you doing, my brother?
Hey, very well. It's a pleasure to be here, man. Thank you so much.
This
guy's a monster in painting and graphics.
Blessings.
Young man. First of all, to appreciate and to know who this man is, please go visit him on Instagram right now.
It out. And what is your Instagram?
It's Instagram at O-R-F-I-N-A-R-T, Orphan Art. It's original finish.
And I told him, and you know what's crazy about Orphan? I told him, how did you get that name? Or how did you come? And I asked him.
You know, I just, I wanted to build a company, and I wanted to provide originals. Because everybody had, you know, been producing prints and everything, I wanted to be some kind of valuable, you know, entity that people could invest into and, you know, gain a portion of, you know, the journey along the way. So much as like, I don't know. I really wanted to build a company that people could invest into. I came up with the name Orphan. After discovering, you know, that original finish.
And you know what? And I think that's dope. But I told him, I gave him a little thing. I was like, you know, when I think of Orphan Art, I thought he was an orphan. He's not an orphan. But I told him, you should tell people, look, the reason why I call my company Orphan is because I'm actually an orphan. And my mother, I don't know who my mom and dad are. I'm starting another side company called Bastard.
I also interesting thing about what I've noticed about Orphan's Art, a lot of it's very realistic. You're really good at detail. But what I also noticed that there seems to be a lot of symbolic influences.
Oh, absolutely.
In your art.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Now I'm wondering if how much can be actually talked about or not, but you are a Mason, right?
Absolutely.
For those who don't know, like, you know, interesting thing about cannabis, you got to learn about different stuff that happens
Mason
during the show. It's like, oh, what does that mean? Does it mean he goes out and, like, pours concrete? No. Mason being of the Masonic.
Yes, of Messianic descent. So,
and could you explain that to people that have no idea what
that
is?
So there's a whole path of enlightenment that involves creation. And when you use your hands to create, there are a lot of other things that come along with it. Just like exercising, there are a lot of other benefits to exercising, you know. Your brain starts functioning a little better. You start getting cognitive thinking, you know. And, you know, there's a lot of, like I said, benefits from running and exercising and stuff, as well as drawing and creating. When you're building, you know, with square and compass, there are a lot of other ideas and a lot of other, you know, I'd like to say I become a channel for energy when I create with the square and compass. And that's what it feels like, truthfully. When I'm creating for myself, there's a style of art that comes through, and that's the style that you're talking to, is the esoteric stuff. It's knowledge that is accessed by,
so it's,
you know,
something
meditation.
It's almost greater than the art itself.
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
It's not just like this flat piece of thing that's on that looks really pretty. It has some kind of thing that when you actually delve deep in a meditative state,
that's right,
that you're actually going to get some kind of symbolic message or something? Or
yes,
now,
absolutely.
Now, is it a message that's similar to, that everyone gets a similar message, or is everybody?
Yeah, you know what it is? It's a message. Like, it's just the message of oneness and understanding oneness with the Creator. Understanding that, you know, we are created in His or Her image, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're created in that image as creators. So when we do the works and when we're creating with our God-given hands, you know, there are a lot of other things that come along with it.
Awesome. I see some of your drawings and some of your paintings too.
Yeah, we got
it. It's something that I would like to. It's like the one of the lady with the afro.
Oh yeah,
that one is dope. Is this something that I could stare at as I go and I take a hit of DMT?
Oh my goodness!
Why are you saying it like that, my nugget?
I love.
Oh my goddess!
I'm just asking because your artwork.
You know what? DMT is an amazing thing, and
don't lie. Have you taken it to get inspiration for your artwork? Yes or no?
I mean, previously.
Come on, let's be
previously
real.
We've experienced with it a little bit, you know.
That's all I wanted to know.
That's what he wants. Inquiring minds.
Yeah, you know, it's a super powerful thing, and it's to be, you know, dabbled with religiously. And I feel like if you're doing it ceremonially. There are a lot of other benefits that come along with it.
Sure,
Okay, yeah.
So let me ask you a question, just put a little sign up, because it is a Wake and Make show. What are you guys smoking on these days? What are you out there? Are you heading out, getting in your car, heading to work? You got to get up in the morning.
What are you smoking?
You got some indica, sativa. Do you have some flower, wax, some keef? What are you smoking on? Bring out your nugs and come out and hang out with us. But while we're waking and baking, we always have some music. And then someone's phone has got to go on vibrate right there.
I hate doing it on vibrate because I put it in my pocket and you know what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm like, what happened? Okay. No, but that's obviously you guys got to be smoking some sativa.
See, I got so high I almost forgot. So on the Wake and Bake show, or we got what? Do you wake and bake too in the morning? If you had to pick a song out on the fly for the background music, what would you pick? Song would be rocking to you during our wake and bake here?
You know what?
Anyone you want.
Anything you name.
I really like Madlib.
Okay.
I've been bumping Madlib. A lot of Madlib.
All right, yeah. Madlib.
I mean, typically any of his tracks.
All right, Madlib. We got all caps and 9,577,000. Listens on the spotty. Let's hear a little
this is what I've been vibing to, just kind of letting my mind roll.
I got it. I like this. Let's roll something up. Let's smoke something up. Pony, I don't see you smoking oil.
I don't know. Someone took my all pops is using that mug. I'm like, stole my.
I got that right here.
Yo, so ask Billy where the wild little diamond, whatever, something for us to hit.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then see if he
you
wants
got
to roll
diamonds?
And take a little. Yeah.
Whoa.
Crystal turp. Oh wait, Jay, where's the strawberry you gave me? Actually, we have shout out.
Oh, we got it right here.
We have shout out to Jason.
Okay. He brought the Skittles.
We're in us. And where's this is the strawberry?
Orange game? Skittles.
Yeah.
Right?
So
orange
we're gonna have
Skittles,
Jason
right?
from
Skittles.
Rolling High is gonna be on next. Look forward to having him on once we're
He always got good ass glass to show off. I like that shit.
Always got good ass glass. Always got
ass glass or grass. He always got some ass. You hear that? Ass glass or grass?
Yo, fire me up. I want to try some of this strawberry. This stuff. It smells delicious.
Hold him up.
It smells delicious.
Man, come on, man.
Absolutely.
Fun fact, Jason was actually the first person to ever hire me professionally.
Is that right?
We should do a strawberry.
He's responsible for creating the beast.
CV crystal. So there's this big craze out now where people are taking what's called the sauce. Okay, now the sauce is probably like the most high end of the oils. And then you're taking these crystals that kind of look diamondish, I guess, that's called THCV, a different molecule of the plant. And then they take that and they mix it into the sauce. So it's like the diamond sauce. But I'm gonna do a little strawberry crystal dabbing.
Okay, here we go. So they're doing it up for you? We need some Q-tips over here to be prepared.
We need something to dab with.
Let's be prepared.
We need some
nuggets.
Q-tips, that rosin.
Let me scoop that up for you. Let me smell that shit.
Yeah, that smells
good.
Oh, shit. Yeah, do a little strawberry.
Look at this shit.
Load it up for me.
My nuggets. Look at this shit.
Oh my God.
This is the ideal smell factor right here, my nuggets. I'm going to tell you right now, dabbing at the best.
Adios mio.
Look at this shit.
That's
this is
the
nuts.
One.
This is the one.
That's in full effect right there.
What is that, like hash rosin?
Bro, I don't even know what the fuck. It's like crema. It's like medicated crema.
Yeah,
cream.
It's like,
It's
like cream, get the money.
Oh, shit.
Oh, snap.
A little spilly. Spilly for the pilly.
Here we go, Beast. Are you ready, Beast?
Pow.
All right. Yeah, let me hit
Holy shit.
Flip that timer.
Look at this shit. It's like, it looks like it's a top. Make sure that you're not bringing it.
I want the THC.
Topical.
I'm doing like a double. Look at this. Ready?
Come on,
look,
come on.
Look at this. I'm going to drop that in. Oh, like a pimp.
Oh, you're doing it like that? You ninja? Yeah. Come on, go hit that shit,
Crazy.
Bro.
Crazy.
Hit
Carp
that
cap.
Shit. Like, here we go. Oh, come over here. Oh, look at that shit.
There it is.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Ay, Dios mío.
That's the one, my nigga.
What happened? What happened? What happened?
That was great.
Jesus.
That's supposed to be the outcome.
Body temperature skyrocketed.
Like a motherfucker. Another second.
I felt my body warming up a little bit. That was great.
Damn, Beast, your ham hairs on your damn armor standing up.
Yeah, I watched my hairs.
Look at this stuff, his hair.
They went
That's
up.
The good stuff.
That went up right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, look at you. You a hairy monster. Look at you. Furry.
Oh, my God. Pony's real hot because he started petting me.
You know what? It's kind of crazy. Look at that hair. I never noticed my pet.
Bro, let me hit that.
Look at you. You look like an animal.
What is he doing? He's petting me.
He's looking like
weird...
an animal. You know what's crazy?
Weird shit happens when you go to Vegas. See?
No, but look. But I'm just saying, look at your arms.
We're
going to
get you guys as high as we possibly can.
You're an animal. Growl for me, Beast.
You're hilarious.
Look at that guy. That's crazy.
What song you want to bump to, Pony?
You know what song I would like to bump?
Yeah.
I would like to bump some... I would like to bump some Bobby Caldwell. What you won't do,
ooh,
do for love.
Ooh.
You tried everything, but you won't give up. In my world.
Woo!
Play that shit, B. Play that shit. That's for Pop right there.
He's going old school. We got
that's the one.
We got my dad in the house. Came in from because he's here in Vegas.
Woo!
Came to see us at the show.
I had to find love within.
Oh yeah.
I came back to smoke that drone.
Oh yeah.
Gotta think for you.
And
I can't let go. Here we go.
Here we go. We hear Pony. Don't even worry about that.
Legit.
I don't even know.
Crazy.
You know what? I came back to let you know.
Oh yeah.
Got a thing for you.
Oh, you know it. Gotta love those notes. He loves the oil though.
I'm loyal to the oil.
He's loyal.
Hey.
He's loyal to the oil.
But still, I love my love. You wanna know what?
Dude, that is
what
awesome.
What you won't do. That's right. Do for nugs.
Do for the nugs.
You tried every strain.
Tried them all.
But you won't give up.
Won't give it up.
In my world.
Oh, you know.
Only you.
You're my only one.
You do for nugs.
Do for those
what
nugs.
What I would not do.
What I wouldn't do.
Make me do for nugs.
What I wouldn't do.
When I'm getting blazed from the nugs you see.
Oh yeah.
I came back to smoke that drone. Got some gas for you that I gotta let go. That's right.
Oh yeah.
Tony got the pipes. What?
I've been singing since I came out of my mama.
Woo.
She said it.
Yeah, baby. Even with oil in your lungs, you still fucking sound great, bro.
Do for nugs. You tried every strain.
Tried them all.
I tried all them
strains,
my nuggets.
Give it up.
In my world.
Make me dance.
Only you, my nigga. You ready? You ready?
Hell yeah, please.
Oh, man.
I'm ready for a diamond.
Thank you, Jason. This is a treat. Thank you,
dude,
bro.
Don't put it in
Shout
there super hot.
High.
You're going to get me.
One of our featured sponsors on Purple Haze Radio.
Yeah, Rolling High.
Best glass in the world.
The blessed glass.
Shout out.
Scrape it off.
You already know with Jason, as glass of grass, he always got some motherfucking bass. VIP that is.
VIP that is.
Oh, look at that shit.
Oh my God.
Look at here, look at here. Finish your milk. Finish your milk, man.
I'm trying, buddy.
Finish your milk. Oh, look at that. Míralo. Look at him.
Gonna have to go to sleep after that.
This is some great shit. Who in the hell is this right here?
So,
oh, this is an oil spill?
Yeah, it's
bro,
an oil
we
spill.
Just we just oh, did the God. Whole motherfucking thing of oil spill. I was having
dude,
like,
Terp City.
It's like $100 worth of shit.
You didn't go through, you didn't go through the whole thing already.
Oh, it's garbage.
Are you that? What an animal! He went through the whole
dude,
thing.
Dude, Jesus!
Did
you see that? What a film. Only pony. Could
at
go
least
through,
we took 3.3
dabs. What a fucking gram in one shot. What an animal 0.33. He is.
Bro,
disgusting.
But that shit was good. We both, he, man.
He's, he's waked and baked. That's today for
dude,
sure.
You know what's funny is I didn't know it was my shit.
What a film.
Oh.
If I knew it was my shit, I was like, fuck.
Wait. You went through
hey.
The, oh, you went through the crystals. You mean,
yeah, look at this.
There's still strawberry. I thought you went through the whole strawberry.
Hello,
oh,
no.
My God. Thank God. Thank the gods that
dude.
That
no,
this
wait,
beautiful
wait, we
chunk
gotta do everything.
No, but what we should just do is just pour the rest in it. Just let
no,
it go.
No,
that
no,
way.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you want to mix it?
Yeah, just mix it up.
Oh, shit.
Woo. That's it. Just
he, just, he just mixed the Eel River
Terp City
extracts with motherfucking
the strawberry.
The strawberry.
Hell yeah.
Strawberry.
That's what I did when I
did it. And drop it in the sauce.
Yeah, do it in the sauce. You get all saucy-licious.
The sauce is boss.
And then give me a little stirry. I need something to. What was that? Give me your knife thing right there. That's perfect.
What's this right here?
So,
courtesy of Orphans.
We're going to be jumping
from
on.
Uncle, hey, from motherfucking DeVille Clothing. What up,
hey.
DeVille Clothing?
We're going to be jumping on with Jason from Rolling High in a few minutes. So, hey, or if anybody wanted to commission you for an art piece, check out everything. Where would they be directed? What is your Facebook pages,
you can
Instagram?
Go to www.orphan.us. That's ORFIN.us, and that's my website. It has a bunch of stuff. That you can see on it as far as
yeah,
you know,
we got one of his oil pieces
stuff.
Up on when you see the video on Facebook Live, you guys get to check out.
He said he drew me the inspiration to me that one day I will be king.
One day he'll be king.
And that's me all high as hell.
The king of oil.
Thanking God. Thank you, God. Thank you for giving me this.
Ironically, that painting is painted in oil.
That's great. That's some funny shit.
That's dope. Look at me.
We love oil.
I'm like the time. We don't have that much time. We must dab now. We must dab now.
We are going to dab some strawberry.
He's the old school pony THC. Boy. He's like,
yeah, that's me. That's me at 60, I hope.
Oh,
with
God.
A crown, my own crown. Even though I'm not going to be king, but I, you know what? I'm a king in my own right.
Hey, so one thing I do, I want to shout out to Orr about, we've definitely been following the career on social media, and one of the things we do love about you and your energy and your art is that every artist has their own flair of like how they feel about themselves and their body and their personality. And I see lots of fucking shots where you're like rolling pretty naked and just holding a piece over the sack
oh,
and
hell
shit.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And I know that has that some kind of shop, thing, whatever to it.
I have to every once in a while.
And I like that shit actually, because at first you're like, what the fuck is this? And then you start thinking about it and it travels in your head. Even if you're not like a chick or something, you're just like, did he have the balls to do that shit?
Yeah, you know? Ironically, I have to paint naked sometimes because the inspiration comes and I wake up and I'm like,
Shout out to all you naked painters out there around the world.
Dude.
Who be painting naked?
Light up,
you be painting naked?
Bowl,
hell yeah, all the time,
smoke
dude.
Some weed.
Dude, bro,
some
why
wax.
Do you? I don't understand. So why do you send me texts? Hey, man, I'm painting right now. I'm like, I'm not gonna go.
You just keep that in your mind. You can just keep that in your mind.
I'm not. No, that's.
Be like,
you always say, hey, buddy, guess
right
what?
Now.
I feel creative. I'm painting right now. I want you to come over and smoke with me. I'm like, hey, you know, sometimes cause I don't have time. But man, I didn't know you. Now you're saying you paint naked. I'm
yeah,
gonna
dude.
Go to be all
it's dangerous.
Naked.
He's a pimp.
I get up super early in the morning. That's why, you know. And sometimes the inspiration comes before I can. You know, get together.
Is there anybody else you want to give a shout out to outside of the business? Anybody
hey,
want
you
to
know
say
what?
What's up on a Wake and Bake show?
Huge shout out to Purple Haze Properties.
Thank
huge
you.
Shout out to Los Marihuanos.
Thank you.
Huge
Kenna.
Shout out to Forever Rolling High for putting me on game.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
After all, he is the reason that I met you guys. He was
that's
kind enough job. To bring me into the industry and
that's
bring me to the job. Trade shows.
Hell
and
yeah.
Where I met, you know, my family, where I felt like I actually fit in for once
man.
In my life.
That's
yeah, man.
Awesome.
You know? It's
you
always
do.
Good to be embraced with good energy, and I hope you guys are sharing that same energy wherever you are. And if you got some bad things going on in your life, just remember, whether you got a crazy boss, that's bugging the shit out of you, whether you have a relative or your dad or mom
someone's
or whoever
tripping.
It is.
Someone's tripping in your life.
Tripping in your life.
Someone is.
Just remember, when things get bad, take a break. Go home at some point in time, smoke a little weed.
Smoke yeah.
We're going to throw Jason on in a minute, and we'll talk to you soon.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and we're live. Live today at 420 with my boy Jay from Rolling High. Real glad that he was able to come in and roll in. But since Vegas is like a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week town,
it's
not a big deal for him to roll out at 4 o'clock in the morning and come chill with us. Thank you for coming in, my brother.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Just wanted to say what's up.
Happy to see you guys
here in town. What's shout out to Purple Haze Properties.
Yeah, man.
Pony Boy Los Marijuanas.
You already know my nuggets.
You already know what I'm talking about for sure.
What's up, my nuggets? Everything's all good, man. Does the drive all good?
Yeah.
A lot of traffic. You know there's traffic up the yin yang.
Oh, yeah.
Up the butthole.
Oh, yeah.
Be patient, everybody.
If you got that long drive, you better take that blunt with you.
Grab me a little nugget from there so I can pack my...
Get that little nugget, my nuggets.
My thing's already perfect.
So we're doing it up, my nugget. Hey, man, everything's all good, man. Weather is still tripping, but it's all good, though.
Jay's been in the glass industry for, now it's going probably good 20 years, right?
Yeah, it's been so long.
So long, and the industry has changed so much. Like, you know, a lot of people don't understand that there are all these different glass shows and things, but like 20 years ago there was only like one or two, and that was where guys came from all over the country because there was still such a fear, you know, of it being considered illegal, and all these guys who are like truly great artists had to like feel like they had to cover their name. So is it pretty crazy to see what's happened to the industry all these years?
Yeah, it's crazy now. You know, you have shows now, and then you have shows that are kind of like the whole show's a gallery. You have all the greatest artists together in one room now, and they each bring their own booth. So some of the shows, you can go see a gallery. It's like you see all the legends right there in one show, where before, like you said, they weren't coming out. They were hiding out.
Yeah, and now they can props up to all those glass blowers out there. Do their thing and make these really amazing, amazing artistic pieces that a lot of people couldn't even tell that you smoke out of it. That's what's crazy, right? They make these masterpieces of art.
Exactly. It can be hidden. It can be a piece on your mantle that turns into a dab rig. You just don't know. Depending on what you want made, each artist can make something specific for your lens.
Yeah.
I had a friend that had a dab rig did up for his washroom while he goes dookie. He takes dabs while he goes dookie. And that's kind of weird. It goes with this whole black and gray interior of the washroom.
You're unbelievable. You always have to take a wake and bake and but bring it to something
shit.
That throws...
Yeah, real shit. Get it? It's real
that's
shit.
That's awful. That's
holy
awful.
Shit. I can't... That's oh, there awful. I go again. Holy
he,
shit.
He can't even control shit. Himself today.
Oh, man.
Holy cow. What was he doing
that shit
last
was funny.
Night?
I was just doing it for shits and giggles.
Oh,
I did shit again. That's crazy.
God. He's on a roll.
Wake your ass up, you guys.
Wake your ass. What are you guys smoking on? So Jay brought us some...
I brought some...
Unbelievable...
Good shit.
Exclusive melt.
I brought some exclusive melts, but I got the strawberry
hardcore. Exclusive melts, that's some good. Put some of that in pop spin.
I got that rainbow Skittles. You haven't seen that one yet?
Now that sounds lovely. That feels like the colors of the rainbow.
Yeah, hashtag taste the strain, bro.
Hashtag,
taste the strain, bro.
This is what I want to do. Hit me up.
Dab that shit.
Hit me up that beast.
You're going to mix it up.
I already mixed it, so it's pre-mixed.
It is.
And Pony already went like a maniac dipping into it, because I know there was a
giant... I haven't even tried that yet.
There was a giant glob for me.
I haven't tried that yet, my nugget. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Right now, I'm smoking out the Leisure. Which one?
I don't believe that.
This is dope, bro. I love this.
Shout out to
Leisure. That's a 16-arm Leisure you're hitting right there.
Which one?
A 16-arm Leisure.
16-arm. This is like the motherfucking... How do you call it? What do you call the fucking... The chick that got the six arms?
Medusa?
No, that's the one that got all the snakes in her fucking hair.
Oh, yeah.
That's the wife when she wakes up.
You're talking about a Genusa, right?
I'm like, no.
All right, talking about.
Turn to stone.
Talking about wake up.
Get your ass up.
Pony. Yeah. What do you want to listen to this morning?
Hey, you're going to trip on me. Don't trip.
All
right. But this chick is dope, right?
Give that about 30 seconds.
She's dope. Her name is LP. The letter LP.
I have a bong in my hand.
Okay, and the song is called.
When I'm done, I'm gonna get it.
All the things I've lost.
All the things I've lost for you. I'm gonna hit some strawberry. Awesome, Daddy.
Now this chick wrote songs for Beyonce, Christina Aguilera's, Chicklaletta's, everybody was like, oh, fine.
Damn, this shit's smooth.
That's just smooth, huh?
Yes.
I'm about to...
You know, Beast loves some strawberries.
That's the oily strawberry medication that you want to have in the morning.
This chick's dope. The beats are dope. She's dope.
I also brought in a couple other kinds by... The Kind Rosin.
The Kind Rosin. They got some shit
Skittles.
Yeah.
Yelling Skittles, and both these are flames.
Just the one that looks like a piece of bacon?
Yeah, the one looks like a piece of bacon.
Hey, bro, you can see this. I wish you could see this in the camera. It looks like a piece of bacon. Have you seen that shit?
Here, let's show Beast.
That shit was good.
Look at this.
This is the Kind Rosin.
And then
the Kind Rosin by the Kind.
Gotta get the fuck out of here.
Look at this shit. Take pictures of this shit.
So I took
pictures of it.
We're going to take pictures. When he was saying bacon, I was thinking to myself, oh, God, they're just fucking joking. Maybe it has, like, a smell of bacon, whatever. But this oil is literally looks like a slice of bacon. They took the oil.
It looks just the stripes and everything.
And how they ran the stripes and everything. The motherfucking thing looks like oil bacon. And we even were joking around. We were joking around putting a warning about bacon dabbing. Remember? One of our other episodes, we talked about people. Don't try to do crazy bacon dabbing. And then what happens? Someone actually comes up with...
It's a bacon dabbing for the
A rest. Real piece of oil that looks like a piece of bacon that you could smoke. And now you really can bacon dab.
Crazy.
Who would have ever thought that was going to happen?
But it's happening like, now. Just like the flying cars.
This,
like the cars that are driving themselves. We got dabbing bacon, perritos.
We got dabbing
Put it
bacon.
In the books right now.
That is a
Hashtag, oh my God,
oh
what
my
happened?
God. Dabbing bacon.
Yeah, dabbing on bacon, perrito.
Hashtag, bacon dabbing.
Here goes, I'm going to take a nice big ass hit of this flower. What flower? We got cherry AK?
We got all kinds of stuff.
Cherry AK!
There's too many flavors out today. Pony, what are we, you said, what was this girl's name? LP?
LP.
LP.
That chick right there, she's dope. Lost in you.
Lost in you. 85 million.
This chick ain't no joke. I know you guys just said, come on, Pony, you're hip hop. You like hip hop, you like house music. I do, I like all.
So, in the midst of doing these Spotify questions, I always wonder like how many people, and I mention every once in a while. So the only person who actually was more than this one was Marvin Gaye, right? Or right, we played the other day, and he was like 150 million or some insane number. 85,952,000.
This chick is dope.
Lost in you.
You don't need all the hors d'oeuvres, okay? You only came in for 15 minutes. You basically sing, y'all. It's getting rough. 15 minutes, $8 dessert. We got more guests coming.
We got a bunch of guests coming.
Yeah, so please ease off.
Today's a long day of
Vegas is wild.
Coming now the next couple of days.
She even whistled. You know what I'm saying?
She got the sound.
It's dope, dog. I'm telling
I like
you,
the beat.
Smoke them if you got them, cause it's going down.
Woo! Smoke them if you got it, cause it's going down.
Going down, Dad.
You got one lighter.
I'm gonna dab here. Just dab it. I'm scared to do the bacon.
What about, there's also.
I'm scared of the bacon.
That's what you hear that? Look at the movie, too. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Man, I lost on you. Yeah, that bitch can sing.
She can jam. Woo! She got the voice right
she
there.
She ain't no joke, bro. I'm telling you. I would say if anybody don't know about it, how many people?
Shout
it?
Out 85,952,000.
Yeah, just in case anybody, but there's some people ain't heard of her. I'm turning you guys on. LP.
Myself, didn't even hear it till today.
Awesome.
And that's why we asked for that shit for sure. Shout out to LP for everything you do.
Man, that's
and if you
dope.
Smoke, I hope
I'm a big fan.
I hope your smoke is
my daughter's
good.
A big fan. Thank you, man, Chick.
So, Jay, you've been representing and buying glass from glassblowers all over the world that have been doing their thing for so, so long. You know, and I've been doing it. How many different glass artists you say over the years you probably have bought and sold and helped distribute their glass?
I mean, on the regular, I would say
I'm saying in the lifetime. Let's
lifetime,
go, let's
definitely
go lifetime.
At least 100.
At least
know,
100,
for sure 100.
Of the top baller motherfuckers,
it's
right?
It's been a lot.
And you've seen them when they started just making the little tiny motherfucking thing, and then now.
Yeah, I've seen a lot. You know, like I said, we just did the American Glass Expo last week.
A guy who maybe
week.
Was lucky if he got 1,000 for a piece is now getting 50, right?
He's getting 50.
Can you name a couple artists? Can you name a couple artists that?
Shout out to some guys.
I mean, you know, yeah.
You know,
I mean,
we got Banjo. We got Darby.
One of the greatest.
We got Luke Wilson.
One of the greatest. Shout out to Luke.
Scott Deppy.
Luke we had on the show.
Yeah,
we had Luke on the show. Scott Deppy. These are artists that have done their things and have tried to do everything that they do for a long, long time. You know? So, and shout out to what you do because they had to sit in front of a torch for thousands and thousands of hours for years and years and years to sculpt
and to perfect these.
Like,
there,
it's not just like some bong that you hit some tube. I mean, we're talking about like he one time he did the Transformers, right? The
Banjo and Hitman
did
Bumblebee.
Did the giant. Bumblebee. It looked like Bumblebee, like a standing
bro,
statue.
You could dab off
shit
that.
Was like
it was a torch tube.
A torch tube, right? But even before Bumblebee, was there? What was the,
he did,
the Star Wars
Darth,
one?
Yeah. He did Amidala.
Amidala from
he
the
did,
Star Wars.
R2-D2.
R2-D2. These guys have sculpted some of the most wildest
General
shit
Grievous.
Ever. General Grievous was the shit. Now, that was one of my all-time favorites. That actually made a High Times feature back in the day.
Right.
And then also shout out to the Death Star Weed, which was also, I believe, during that issue,
it was.
Right?
It was.
Yeah, see, the memory goes back. Even though that was a long time ago, the memory is definitely
Team
there
Death Star
sure.
represents Vegas hard.
Yeah, what up, man? Sure. What up to my fucking Joe? What up, Joe? Just got back from an alligator show.
That's so they have this other one. What she has another one right now. 6 million. When we're high. Did you know that?
No.
She has a song called When We're High.
She's dope, man. I give her props, huh? It doesn't matter that she's lesbian. Cause I love lesbians. I just want you all my
lesbians.
Friends. I love lesbians.
See, he's being real right there.
I love you guys. She's great. She's great, man. I love fucking LP.
She actually is really good.
Oh, that's when it kind of sounds like this.
I like that beat.
I don't know nothing about
the
that.
Beat's
that's
good.
You got to get into all kind of music.
I think this is good wake and bake music right here, though.
This
is like, I'm going to get up in the morning. Going to get out of bed.
When you
ask bed,
orphan,
I was acting lazy.
I'm
just smoking my bowl from my bed. I ain't getting out of my bed.
You know Orphan's going to go paint to this.
Get up.
I'll catch him painting to this.
Take a bong hit outside of the bed.
It'll make something so beautiful.
But she's a monster. Look, a lot of people ain't heard of her, but yet she's got all these millions of hits. I'm like, wow.
Well, there's a lot of people that probably know her because if they listen to that many.
She's dope, man. But I'm like, man, live.
That's crazy. So, Jay, if you wanted people to check out your websites, Instagram, Facebook, how would they check out some of these great pieces?
Our Instagram is under at Forever Rolling High, and that constantly has pieces every day posted.
Hell yeah.
The website's www.foreverrollinghigh.com. You can get your Leisure brand there. That's one of the best artists we carry.
And
by
then
Luke
on
Wilson.
Your Facebook page, you got tons Facebook. Of years of pictures of glass, right?
Yeah, my Facebook's actually just under my name, Jason Blonsky.
Jason Blonsky, B-L-O-N-S-K-Y, for the stoners out there. Rolling with Rolling High Glass today, this morning on the Wiggy Big Show.
I roll high every day.
We roll high every day.
Better be rolling high.
Featured sponsor.
I know, man, Jason.
Featured sponsor of Purple Haze Radio. Thank you for that, for
yeah,
sure.
Thank much you love so Purple much. Haze Radio.
I really appreciate this rig that you gave me by Leisure, Jason.
I love how he tries to get free pieces. Too.
I'm a walking motherfucking billboard.
Because he broke mine. You know,
I
want
to bring some old shit.
How many pieces Pony broke?
He broke, yeah, exactly.
And what?
You know what he broke? He broke the Egyptian one. I hardly ever got the smoke out of it.
You broke that one already?
Yeah. Wanted to clean
already?
It. It's on air.
How bad?
It's on air. It's gone. Yeah, it's
no, it's not gone. It's just a base.
No, he destroyed the base.
Like, no, it's just a base. The base could be fixed.
I don't think so.
I think so. Hey, Jason,
we had a debate about this.
It can be fixed, maybe.
I told you.
We have a debate.
I told him, give it to me. I'll take it.
I ain't giving it to you for nothing. You're crazy.
I can't believe you broke that one already, Tony.
The fuck out of here. Let me make it work.
Even on that show, I even mentioned like so many pieces. That's why I don't even get that many good pieces anymore, because it's almost too sad. I've seen so many break in my lifetime. It's insane. I could buy houses with the amount that have broken over the years. And it's not as much about what it is that you paid. Because when you do follow the artist and you do understand how it works and you do catch them at the right time, it's a whole different experience. Because when you do buy a piece like that and someone becomes famous like that, that piece
sure,
you
make
bought
me feel more bad
goes,
than
goes,
I already
goes up,
feel.
Goes up even more and more and more and more and more. I know there are people that bought these pieces, like Jay Wright. There are guys that bought pieces from you, back in the day. We'll see.
Since it's been sandblasted, it's going to be hard to fix.
Yeah, that's what I told him. The sandblasting is going to be kind of crazy.
You didn't even hit the sandblasting.
So, what are you talking about? It still is the integrity.
My nugget, I'm telling you, my nugget. That shit can be fixed, my nugget.
Crazy.
There's a bit of crazy glue.
Crazy glue. This happens all the time. I had a homie break a $20,000 piece. Just smashed. Like, fell. Like, I didn't know. I was like, phew. My God, it happens. Crazy. What are you going to do, right?
Hey, you know what? Let's smoke to it.
Yeah, we're almost finished.
You just have to buy another one.
Yeah, that's what it is. When you love glass, it breaks, and it means it's like a loss. It's like a girlfriend that like broke up with you, and you have to mourn the loss, and then you go and find another. So it's like that's how it happens, right? And I've had a lot of lovely ladies of glass that I've possessed, at least for even small periods of time, that I've enjoyed smoking out of, whether they were $100 or, you know, an ungodly amount of money.
Oh, that's a throwback, bro. Do you remember?
Yeah, right? It's pretty wild.
That one's a little bit like...
It's like some club music now.
Yeah, right? Like... I like how they remix that shit. Purple Haze Properties Radio on Dash Radio.
On Dash Radio, check it out. And check out Pony's show, the Puff Tough Show, that's always on Mondays and Fridays. Check it out at 4:20 a.m., 7:10 a.m. Pacific Time, and 4:20 p.m. And then on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, you have our show, the Wake and Bake Show, playing, and then we have Brown Show on Wednesdays and all the guests that
Jason
he has
Brown,
on his.
Huh?
And look forward to a lot of other great shows.
And
cooking,
Money B from fucking the legendary group Digital Underground, my nugget.
And all these wonderful artists, Steve Perkins, and a lot of great people that we're going to bring in and have all these great talk shows for you guys to listen to. And don't forget that we have all these great concerts playing at 7 o'clock.
At 7 p.m.,
whether it's Led Zeppelin, The Doors,
or Los Marihuanos,
or any of the bands that we have playing 365 days a year, we play a concert for you every day.
What about
every
the
day.
Buzzcocks?
I don't know about them yet, but we'll see.
Yeah, stay rolling high, everyone.
Stay rolling high, always, rolling every day. High. And again, if you got a boss that's bothering you, if you got someone that's nagging you, and you're having all that stress in your life, man, just take a moment to let it go. And remember, when you take a break, when you get home, when you're doing your thing and you have that time finally to yourself, just medicate and smoke a little weed. My name is Andrew Pizzicalis. I'm the CEO of Purple Haze Properties, and this is my boy.
And I'm Paulie Boy from Los Marihuanos.
Yeah. Puff and Tuff with you. Come back on the next Wake and Bake show and have a good time with us and tune in soon.
Puff Tuff.
Puff Tuff.
Bless.
Peace. Bless and have a great day.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.